Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is that which you give from the good is only for yourselves. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who is ghani, the one who is free of need, and the one who is kareem, the most generous, the one who increases the reward of those who spend for his sake and ultimately enters them into the gardens of everlasting bliss, and that is the greatest of achievements. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partners in his oneness, and I testify that our Sayyid and our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your prayers and peace and blessings upon our Sayyid, our messenger Sayyiduna Muhammad, and upon his family and his companions, all of them, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with the enjoining and the inculcating of taqwa, or God consciousness. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim. This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who believe in the unseen and establish the prayer, and وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and spend out of what we have given them. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O believers. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that once a great caravan of merchants came and they visited Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan. And the traders then, or merchants, gathered at his door. And so when he came outside, he went up to a group of them and said, "What is it that you want?" And they said, "It has reached us that you have some food. So please sell us some of it so we can distribute it amongst the people." And then Sayyidina Uthman said, "Of course, out of love and nobility, please come in and buy whatever you wish." And so the traders entered seeking to buy the food in the abode of Sayyidina Uthman. And when they found it, they said, "We will give you a profit, 5 dirhams for every 10. At which point Sayyidina Uthman said, "I have been given more than that." And the trader said, "O Abu Amr, O..." Basically referring to Sayyidina Uthman by his laqab, by his name. They said, "There does not remain in Medina traders other than us. So who is it that can give you more?" And to this, Sayyidina Uthman responded by saying, "Allah gives me more, as he promises for every dirham 10. Can you give me more than that?" And the traders responded by saying, "No." And then Sayyidina Uthman said, "Indeed, I testify to Allah that I have made this food a form of charity for you." And he gave it away to them for free. For brothers and sisters, in this story is a demonstration. When Sayyidina Uthman said, "Allah gives me more reward for that, he promises me for every dirham 10. He meant the best of trade. The trade of one who spends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and demonstrates his generosity by giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to recompense that in this world by a ziyada, by a barakah of coming back, and ultimately recompenses that, or gives that a reward in the next world by the ultimate success of being in the Jannatul Na'im, of being in that paradise of everlasting bliss. And it's this example, as demonstrated here by Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu anhu, but more pertinently demonstrated by the one from whom he took the example from, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are tasked by Allah to emulate. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so conjoined this attitude and relationship towards giving money or giving wealth for his sake that he's referred and conjoined this or joined this with faith itself. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُم مُسْتَخْلِفِينَ فِيهِ. He says, believe in Allah and His Messenger and spend out of that in which He has made you successors. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. For those who believe amongst you and spend, there will be a great reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined between iman, right, which we've said in previous khutbahs, isn't just belief, but it really goes back to that deeper sense of what is it you really trust? What is it you get your sense of security, your amana, your sense of aman that you're safe from? In other words, do you really have that faith in Allah? And if that is what iman means, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined here the act of infaq, which means give off your wealth if you truly believe in Allah. Because if you are those who get your security through money, or you get your security through looking at your bank balance, or get your security through looking at your assets, then that's a naqs, that's a deficiency in your iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one of the signs of your iman, your security being with Allah, is that you don't have this sense of holding on, or this tama'a, this greed, or this stinginess, you know, this shuha, this bakhl, this stinginess in your heart with regards to money. Rather, you find that when the opportunities present yourself, you are those who are quick to be able to pay and quick to be able to spend on those who are in need, ibtigha an liwajhillah, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the real Fawzul Azim, that is the great reward. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. And that, whatever you spend in the way of Allah, He will compensate it. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And He is the best of those who provide risk, the best of those who give compensation. And so the people who have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're quick to give. And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what is the afdal, what is the best type of sadaqah, he said, anta sadaqa wa anta sahihun haris ta'mul ghina wa takhsha al-faqr. He said the best type of charity is that you give when you are healthy and avid and you expect to live long, and you find in your heart some sort of fear of poverty, but this is where the sadaqah comes. This is where the test comes of the sidq. Because sadaqah has within it the word sidq, the truth of your iman. Right? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who truly believe, they love Allah more. It's not that you don't love wealth. It's not that you're expected to not love having a state of security with a nice car, a nice house. But when push comes to shove, when the test comes, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that you put Allah first. You put Allah first. Which means that's demonstrated by your ability to put your hands in your pocket and take out your money and give it to someone. Because that's the sign that you're putting Allah first. To be able to put your money and to help people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Being able to do these things. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith says the best of people, or the best of sadaqah, is the one who is able to give it whilst he feels this avidness for this world. Because a point will come, brothers and sisters, when we will know with certainty that all of this wealth, every single thing we have, is nothing. Kullu shayin halik illa wajha. Everything is perishing except that which is done for him, purely for him. And so when we find the emptiness of this world, as we get older, as we reach old age, when death is awaiting us, we find the emptiness of this world. At that point you might say, take this, take this. But you've not engaged with it when the test was there. When most people think they can live forever, or most people act as if they think they're living forever. Whereas the only thing that's really certain that we can have yaqeen upon is death itself. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until that which is certainty, a mode, death, comes to you. And so the one thing we know is we're dying, but we're tasked to have ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infaq li wajhihi al-kareem, is to spend for His sake. Right? And that's why the degree to which one person spends is commensurate to the degree to which a person has sa'i, is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهِ. He said, a person, as Allah says, let a person spend of his wealth whatsoever he has, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah has given him. So every person's charity is accordance to the degree they have. A person might think, oh, this person has 1 million and he's giving so much money and I have nothing. I can only give a small dinar or a small amount of money. But the money that you give in its smallness or its little amount, commensurate as a percentage to what Allah has given you, is more than that other person who has a lot. And so it's all relative, and Allah knows what you're giving, because the task is, what are you giving commensurate to what Allah has given you? Right? This is how sadaqah is weighed up. Right? And sadaqah isn't just money. Sadaqah could be your time. Sadaqah could be your skills. Sadaqah could be your irada to help this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with whatever Allah has given you. And so this spirit of infaq is what defined the early Muslims. This spirit of infaq is what defined the Sahaba and why they succeeded, right? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him, because they had this spirit amongst other spirits of truly embodying what Islam desires of them. And when a person says, what is it that I should spend upon? And this is also noted in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They ask, what should we spend upon? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. They ask you, who should we spend upon? And say, whatever good you spend should be for. And Allah gives a list of people: parents, kindreds, orphans, your relatives, orphans, the needy, those who are stranded, the wayfarers, and whatever good you do, because this is an open category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain groups of people, but there's no restriction upon the categories you can spend. If you look around, there'll be plenty of opportunities to spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever good you do, Allah is all aware of that. But why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring to light the family first, right? And this, the reason why that is because, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ دِينَارٍ يُنْفِقُهُ الرَّجُلُ دِينَارٌ يُنْفِقُهُ عَلَى يَعَالِهِ. The best dinar, or the best wealth that a person can spend, is what he spends on his family. And let's not forget that even though the family is already under our responsibility to take care of, when we spend on them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked, a person who looks after his wife and his children, is there a reward in that? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, نعم لها أجران أجر القرابة وأجر الصدقة. That a person who spends on his wider relatives or his family or maintaining the house, he gets two rewards. And this laha, this is obviously going back to whom? The wife, right? Because the wife, when she gets money and she spends of her own self of that money, she's not obligated to spend, right? Unlike the husband, he has an obligation to spend on his family. So that's from his obligation. But when she spends out of herself on her family, she gets the double reward of that. And so this idea of maintaining ties of kinship as well as charity is something that is given more precedence right? And we should be avid to take advantage of this. There's a great hadith. We won't go into a lot of detail because this is khutbah is relatively small. But this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that there were orphans and they were desirous of a date palm. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the person who had it. He said, give it to these orphans, and he says, walaka azqun fil jannah, and you will have a date palm in paradise. And that Sahabi, for whatever reason, there was a hesitation until another Sahabi heard this and said, sell me this date palm of yours. So he bought it for money, and then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, would I still have a date palm in Jannah? And the Prophet ﷺ said yes. And so he gave it to the orphan for free. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, he said, how many are the bunches of these dates that are hanging down in paradise that belong to this Sahabi? Abu Dahda, that was his name, Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu. And so when he went back to his house and he said, I've bought this date palm, and you know, told his wife, I've sold it for a date palm in paradise. She said, what a great sale. In other words, brothers and sisters, we have opportunities here to have the ultimate investment, which is the investment of for the akhirah. As the ulama say, ij'al dunyak, make your dunya for your akhirah, for your hereafter. So because that is what you'll take. Right, وَخَيْرُ زَادِ التَّقْوَى, and the best of things that you can take is your taqwa. You're trying to bring about your God consciousness therein. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ, and that which you spend is ultimately for yourself. If you truly spend for the sake of Allah, then that is truly for yourself. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ, and the condition is that you spend seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you spend seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is what you've truly spent on yourself, because that is what you'll find will be of your benefit on that day when there is no other day apart from that day. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to use our wealth and use our time and use whatever we have that Allah has given us truly ibtira'an li wajhi al-kareem, purely for seeking his rida, his satisfaction and pleasure with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to show piety towards His Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and piety towards those He's ordered us to show piety towards. I say this and I seek His forgiveness for me and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaat al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.